he talks about the homeless woman and how he says it's just another day in paradise, you know, and that she tries to ask the man for the time, and she, you know, she needs things, and people ignore her and go on, and, you know, we could have it so much worse. We get into a mindset sometimes of, especially when we're in pain, or when the finances are messing up, or when things just don't seem to be going right, your health has deteriorated, your emotions have deteriorated, and then you just feel like you step back away from God, and then all of a sudden God's just right there, and the Holy Spirit is just nudging your heart, going, come on. It is such a great feeling to have that peace of being back close to God so much. I'm just so thrilled and happy, and I just know that the future is bright. Yeah, there's going to be bad, rough times, but God, we don't pray that God takes us out of them, although I have several times. We pray God helps us through them so we can learn what it is that He wants to teach us. It is so important that we keep our heart and mind open to receive what God has for us and to know our relationship. Listen, let me tell you, even if you don't pray, even if you don't do really what God wants you to, God doesn't hate you for that. It does affect your relationship and your intimacy with God, but God doesn't hate you. Where in the world, you know, we so often come out with this, oh, I just hate that person. I hate this. I hate that. I wish things were different. God doesn't do, there's nothing you can do. Nothing you can do that God loves you less. There's nothing you can do, no matter how many good things you do, no matter how many times that you give people donations, no matter how many times you help somebody else out, there's nothing you can do that He would love you more. But when you do the things God wants you to do, it's such an honor and blessing, that empowerment that He gives you, and that Holy Spirit of, good job. That's what it's all about. That's the great feeling. That's wonderful feeling. I'm going to tell you a little story. You know me and my little stories. Kimmy and I, this was before the gallbladder, so I wasn't feeling good. I was on a scooter, and I pulled in the handicap, and this lady was beside me, and so I was trying to get the scooter and stuff going. I thought I was going to hit her car, and I thought, oh my gosh, you crazy woman. All of a sudden, just God went, bam. Talk to her, and I'm going, no, we're not going to do that today. I mean, because my knee was hurting, and I'm not going to go into all that. I felt sorry for myself. And he said, stop. Ask her what she needs prayer for. And I'm going, please, no. So she was a beautiful black older woman. And I even got it wrong at first. I said, ma'am, is there a daughter or a son that you're having issues with or you feel bad about? No, but my niece. Oh, I guess she was in an abusive relationship and she had to move away and stuff. And we stood out there, I don't know for how long, praying. And just, I mean, God is so good. I was so blessed by that day. And just praying out there with her and just knowing, hey, we're going to pray for you. It's going to be okay. And she loved the Lord as well. And she said, I was just worrying. She said, as I was putting my groceries in the back of the trunk, I was just worrying. And then you said something. And your daughter said something. I mean, God didn't love us any better. But He rewarded us with His love and His compassion. Isn't that where it's all at? When we went to the orthopedic last time, he went, you were doing so good. I'm so proud of you. And I went, okay, so I had to get an appointment. So I go out in the waiting room, and there's Kim praying with this black couple in the thing, and I went, well, I guess I'll join in. I mean, is it embarrassing? No. Who cares? Don't be embarrassed. Do what God tells you to do. It's so rewarding. I'm just so happy. I mean, you can overlook the finances. You can overlook the health issues. You can overlook the emotions, the arguments with your spouse, the people letting you down. You can get over all that just by doing what God wants you to do. You catch my drift? It's just doing God's work satisfies my soul. It makes my soul happy. He restoreth my soul. I mean, it's been such a struggle. Kim has felt so bad. And, you know, it was so funny because while I was doing with my knee, we had people coming out all the time. And I had the hospital bed in the living room in front of my window, and I was scared because I thought, if there's a drive-by, I'm gone, you know, because of our neighborhood. But anyway, we had people coming over, and Kim would get up, and she would clean and dust, all that kind of stuff. You know, Kim, I can help you. She went, it's my house, my rules. I feel out laughing, so then she's been feeling bad. I feel better, and I'm going, it's my house, my rules. So, you know, we just have to make it interesting. Did I want a, what is it called, Pastor? Toll House peanut butter cookies? Oh, my gosh. I wanted to call him one day and beg him, please, and we need cookies. I mean, you know, sometimes you just want to reward yourself with something, but even through trials, God can give you peace. Even through trials, God can give you peace. Kimmy.
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
Just to kind of go along with what you're saying, I've noticed in my journey, even like what you're saying, when you feel bad, and you just feel horrible. And I've noticed when I felt so bad, I just felt, God can't use me. I mean, what can I do? I just feel so weak, and I can't, you know, I can't do anything. I've noticed that when I quit thinking about myself and think about others, that I just feel so good. I mean, even if it's, if you can make a phone call, if you can't make a phone call, pray for somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's a lot of us who are dealing with physical problems, and we feel like we can't do a lot, but even if it's that, if you can just pray for somebody, and if you get that mindset off yourself, I've noticed this in the last week, because I felt so sorry for myself, it changes your mindset,
right.
And God's going to use you.
That's true.
Right where you are, because He's not finished with you.
Amen.
Because we're here.
Amen.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's what He's really showing me.
Amen.
Whether it's praying for somebody, calling, you know, whether when we're at the store, but He's using me is when I see a cashier, hey, do you need prayer? And every time I go to the store, I do that. Hey, can I pray for you? Every cashier. And I don't want to sometimes.
I know, because a lot of them go,
because a lot of them go, no, I don't need prayer.
Really? Maybe we need to get you to salvation.
If they say no, I pray for them anyways.
Right.
You know? So God can use you right where you are. And that just makes my day better.
Absolutely.
You know, mentally, physically, spiritually, He's not done with you. Even when I feel like God can't use me, and I've told Pastor, you know, because I've tried to do the online prayer request thing, I'm like, I'm just not good at this. I can't do this. Maybe this isn't the way God wants me to help. I can pray for people. I can call people if I need to. No matter what it is, and I've dealt with depression and everything, God's not done with you. You can help someone, whether it's just praying for your cashier or just lifting up in prayer. God's not done with you.
That's
so
right.
So I just felt like
I understood that, because God's not through with me.
Yeah.
God's not through with me. If you're still here and you're breathing and you've taken God as your personal Savior, God's not through with you.
Amen.
Okay? God still has things for you to do.
Amen.
I mean, He still does. And let's don't give the enemy an opportunity to tell you that you can't even pray for somebody. You've done so wrong this week. You haven't prayed. You haven't read your Bible. I heard you cussing. You listened to that secular music.
Right.
Whatever it is, God still loves you. God can still use you.
Right.
Absolutely. That's good, Kimmy. God is not through with me. Let's all say that. God is not through with me. If you are here today and you are breathing and you have God as your personal Savior, God's not through with you. That's absolutely from the Lord. Thank you. That's a word of wisdom. Thank you so much. And, you know, you're going to go to people and say things to people and they're going to reject you sometimes. But you do what God tells you, okay? You do what God tells you to do. Because I'd rather feel rejected from somebody than not doing, being obedient to the Lord. I get real frustrated sometimes because I think I jump in from one lesson to another one. And it just seems like the lessons get harder and harder sometimes. But the way that God molds us, we should be able to accept things better as we go through life. Okay, we're not baby Christians anymore. We should be able to go, okay, this is rough, but you know what, God, you and I, we got this. We got this. You got my back. That's cool. We can do this. And it's all about pleasing God. And like Kimmy was saying, if you feel down or feel discouraged or think, you know, why am I having to go through this? You go, God, I'm praising you right now. I'm praising you for my bedroom. I'm praising you for the little money I have. I'm praising you that I have food. Whatever it is, we should have everyone in here on Sundays praising God for something. I'm not trying to make you offended, but you should thank God for breathing, for being here, for having a roof over your head, whatever. We should have praises coming out of our mouths. Because God has provided for you. God is there for you. God is there for you. You know, there have been deaths lately. And, you know, there's so many things I don't understand about the Bible. But I know that when God takes us home, you don't have to worry about it anymore. I mean, we all have different philosophies, good Lord, of how, you know, what are we going to do first? What are we going to do that? We're going to see Jesus, and then one day we're going to have our glorified bodies. We're going to be Christ's bride. How beautiful I am. You don't think you're pretty? You go to that mirror and go, God, you did a good job. You did a good job. I'm beautiful in your sight. I am beautiful in your eyes. I'm the apple of your eye. I know it sounds silly sometimes, but that's just what we got to do. We got to fight the enemy. As soon as we left today, I had horrific tummy hurt. I mean, I hadn't had that in so long. And I couldn't pray. I just couldn't pray. And I told Kimmy, I said, I'm going to have to go home. And I went, you know what? I just started talking, God, fight the devil for me. I couldn't fight the devil, okay? I just couldn't, and I went, God, fight the devil for me now. God, fight the devil off of me right now. And within 10 minutes, I felt great. I'm tired of giving the devil BS in my life. I'm tired of it. I am tired of letting him take away my happiness. I'm tired of allowing him to make me feel like I'm a bad person or a loser. I'm not a loser. I'm a warrior.
Amen.
I am a warrior. Ruth's a warrior. God's not through with Ruth. He is not through. She's a warrior. She's the rock of Barnabas Baptist Temple. She is living on the legacy. Ruth is so important to us. And God's not through with her yet. God's not through with you. And you know what? My God's not dead. He is alive. Okay, that's all. I just want to encourage you that, hey, we in this together. We're all on the boat, and Jesus is not asleep, okay? But if he was, that's okay. Because he's got it. He's got your back, okay? We're good. We tight. We good. All right. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm going to go into rap song. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for the words of wisdom. Thank you, Lord, that you love us. Thank you, God, that we can have another day and walk and be a warrior for you. We love you, Father. Thank you. Please be with the music and be with Pastor. And may it be just the enlightenment of my heart and give us spiritual ears to hear, spiritual eyes to see, and a heart especially open to receive what it is that you want us to receive today. Because I want to receive a word from God, from Pastor's lips to my heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.